Well, that's what's called a corn crib. But now with the hay barn, lots of times the people use hay barns separately. This is called a hay house. But then they would have lots of the hay would be stored over top of the chimney in the barn. So they would use the barn consisted of that.
Uh-huh.
So the large farmer and the small farmer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they had a tobacco barn. Now that would be nothing but storing up tobacco.
What about if you had a separate one for cows?
Well, the separate one for cows, that is called the dairy barn.
How about if you had a special place outside where you milk cows? What do you call that?
Very seldom that you would come under the heading of that, because the small farmer, either you would take just in general, would always consist of having a place for the rainy days, rainy season, summer or winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because milking outside would not be substantiated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now, what about for people? In those days, you didn't have indoor plumbing or anything.
Well, they would have what they called the farm quarter. That would have a house for the labor.
Uh-huh. What I'm thinking of, though, is place where if you had to go to the bathroom, you didn't have an indoor plumbing, what do you call that?
Well, you would call it a toilet.
Okay. They call that anything else?
Johnny House.
Any other names for that? Any joking names? Or?
No. Not as I can remember. That's the only thing I can remember.
They ever have names like they would use if you want to be real polite, like if you're talking to some ladies, you want to be real polite?
Or restaurant.
All that. What kind of chores did you have to do in those days?
Well, feeding the cattle. Feeding the hog. Well, other ways you would use the term there, your choice was looking after the stock.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was consistent. It was the sheep, goat, cow, horse, mule, hog, chicken. All of that was consistent of your choice on the farm.
Uh-huh. Well, what about
getting up the hay, gathering in the corn? Well, other words, they would use the term there, you would be harvest.
Mm-hmm.
The crop.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of which crop it consists of, the winter crop or even the summer crop.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, in the spring of the year, we would be gathering up the hay, the oats and so forth, all of that would consist of your choice on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have to sweep up around the house when you were a boy?
Well, most of the girls were doing that.
Uh-huh.
You sleep in the yard, that was not too much consistent for the male, because the girl used to love to sleep the yard and so forth.
What they use for that?
Well, they would use what they call a broom. Sometimes they used to use what they call a straw broom. Then lots of times they would have the opportunity to go to the store to buy a specific broom such as we have today.
Mm-hmm. Where did they keep the broom in those days? You remember?
The broom would be called the corner. That would have a certain place behind the door, and they call it, put it up in the broom corner.
Okay. Let's say the door is open, and
then you could use to put your broom and your mops and so on, would be put in the closet. Okay.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you tell somebody to do what?
Close it.
And where do they carry water in?
Well, they have what they call water buckets. Some of them was aluminum buckets, and some of them were wooden buckets.
Well, what if you carried milk? Would you carry that in a wooden bucket?
Well, you would carry the milk mostly in an aluminum pail, in other words, a gammon hide.
Mm-hmm. In the house the dishes are dirty, if you're a woman, you have to do what to them?
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after she washes them in soapy water, then in clear water, she
takes a dish towel and dries them.